The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Yeah, and a very good morning to you all. Ryan Tubridy with you this Friday morning. It's the 13th of September 2019 at 4 minutes past nine. We're here till 10. 51551 is the text number. You can email ryan at rte.ie. Very exciting day for bookworms because one of my all-time favourite writers, Mr. Robert Harris, will be live in studio with us in a few minutes' time to talk about his latest novel. It is an intriguing book called The Second Sleep. I was suggesting to you last week to read it, and certainly it was selling very well during the week, and hopefully that you will all then be equipped for the chat we're going to have. It's not going to be all about the book, but the themes within the book and indeed his back catalogue, it's just wonderful. I posted a picture on Instagram of my pile. There's a few missing, which is even a better thing because I can gobble them up another time, but I'm a fan, so this is great fun. Very excited about that. The copy of his latest book is here in front of me, well thumbed. And so we get stuck into that conversation. Thoughts, questions, musings, anything else for Robert Harris, welcome. 51551, you can email ryan at rte.ie. But I have lots of things to talk about in the newspapers, obviously. But I do want to wish a lady a happy birthday because we got an email from Gavin Doyle in the United States of America saying, could you give a belated shout out to my Nana Florence Johnson, also known as Flo. So why would we be picking Flo out of the crowd to wish a happy birthday? Well, she turned 101 on the 11th of September, just a couple of days ago, and we saw a photograph they sent in of her with her silver medal that she received from Michael D. Higgins. She still lives at home in Donnycarney. She raised 9 children, has 23 grandchildren, 23 great-grandchildren, still counting. Her secret, pay attention for those of you who want a long life, close your ears if you couldn't be bothered, but her secret is, apparently, not worrying about anything and a small glass of white wine every I just have it, relax and enjoy it. It's fine. Maybe just don't finish the bottle every night. But there she is. Flo, congratulations from Gavin, from all your family and from us. 101 and counting. Wonderful world. It's a beautiful thing. Well done, Flo. Also, other good news from the show that we want to share with you because it's Friday and we're feeling good. Do you remember? All one word. Do you remember the competition we did with Air France last week? And one of the days we were giving away return flights to Beijing. And a woman whose daughter and herself were learning Mandarin won the competition. But there was a lot of pity for Maura because she went head to head to win and it didn't happen. And she had been telling us in the chat before the competition that her son lived in China and she'd love more than anything else to visit him because she hadn't seen him in a few years. And he was teaching with his wife in Shanghai. And we were all hoping she'd win, but not in an unfair way. Just, you know, it'd be nice. She'd like to go. She's never been there. Never been to China. Misses him terribly. And it didn't happen for her. However, such is the nature of people when they're good and in good form and kind. The good news is that a listener rang in to say that she heard the show and offered to pay for Maura to fly to China. Imagine, just say, look, I have the few bob. I'd love to send her off to see her son. It was the nicest thing. So we got on to Maura. We said, Maura, listen, this is a lovely person. Texted in to say he got in touch with us. And we've checked their bona fides and it's all good. And, you know, what do you think? And she said, well, that's really kind, but I'm going to have to say no. What? She said, because her son and her other children heard her on the radio talking to me, trying to win the flights. And when she didn't win, they all chipped in together and they booked her flights to China. And she's going. So thank you to the listener. Well done to Maura's chill. More hooting and hollering. She's getting to China in the end. It's great news. How about some more good news? Okay, well then, Layla Mae Daly. Do you remember the 13-year-old girl that we had on the phone who was a Downton Abbey addict and just feels that that world is more appealing to her than the rigors of online and the horrors of the 21st century? Not for her. And she has watched the entire series many times and manages to fit in at least one episode a day for her fix. And we arranged for tickets for her to go and see the Irish premiere of Downton Abbey. You might have heard, we were on the phone with her last Friday. So thanks to Universal. Oh, there's the seats back. Oh, it's never going to change. It's like being on a boat. We're going to need a bigger studio. Anyway, the good news is, thanks to Universal and everything, she got there. And apparently Leila May and her mum Amy had a cracker of a night at the Stella Cinema on Wednesday. They sent us pictures. They dressed up in full flapper dresses and 20s gear and the splendour of the era. And if you go to our Facebook page, you'll see the photographs. They just looked like the happiest people. So well done to them too, and to our friends at Universal. That was a lovely result and more good news. So it's just, you know, upbeat and that lovely sense of the programme, kind of enjoying people's company. Like I always say, it's like this non-exclusive club and it's free to join. How about that? Good. But in the papers is even good. And here's a good Irishman, Niall Horan, formerly of One Direction. It's going to be his birthday. It's his birthday today, actually. He's 26. Feels like he should be about 90. Like he's been around for 100 years. He's only 26 today. And what he's done is he's gone online to say, listen, I know you're going to wish me happy birthday, appreciate that. Would you do me a favour and donate to two worthy charities? What a nice thing to do. And a good head on his shoulders. Always had. Knew from day one he was the smart one in that group. And he sure is. And the smartest, I should say. Anyway, he's asked them to raise money for Irish Autism Action. This year he set up his own fundraiser for this, and it's a Just Giving page, allows people to donate to that charity and to the World Wildlife Federation, who are tackling the Amazon fires in Brazil. So I just think it's pretty impressive. He said, hello lovely people, in his message. Tomorrow is my 26th birthday, and I'm so thankful to those of you who want to celebrate with me and send me birthday wishes and love. This year I'm asking you to join in supporting two causes that mean a lot for me, to the disasters which have devastated communities in need of help. So a lovely gesture from Niall, and well done to him for that. Now, in other news, okay, last bit of really good news, which is apparently, according to the Star this morning, Laura Colgan tells us that an Indian summer is on its way, as temperatures will soar to 21 degrees this weekend. That is all, just when you thought we were in the winter woolies. Calm down, relax, and keep the ice cream going, because you never know what might happen weather-wise, but it's looking pretty good. Here's an odd one. The remains of a man. So this guy went missing more than 20 years ago, and no one knew where he went. His name is William Earl Mult, 40 years old, disappeared after he set out to drive home from a nightclub in November 1997 in Florida. And for every day of every week of every month of every year for 20 years, no one knows what happened. Until a property surveyor was looking at an area on Google Earth. And then he got to this patch of sea, essentially, in a lake. Sorry, it's a lake. And he was looking at it going, he was looking at the property in the area, and he said, that looks odd, as he looked into the lake. So he just went further in, further in, further in. And he saw a car. And he said, that doesn't look right at all. He called the sheriff. The sheriff went down, pulled the car out, heavily calcified, pulled out the car. Inside the car, the skeletal remains of Mr. William Earl Mult. And mystery solved. Extraordinary. Science and technology. Yeah, the Irish Examiner tells us today that Beatles fans, yes, that's us, will be able to follow in the footsteps of John Lennon, obviously, at the grounds of Strawberry Fields Forever, the children's home which inspired Strawberry Fields Forever, are opened to the public. From tomorrow, visitors will be able to walk through the gardens of Strawberry Fields, of the home in Woolton in Liverpool, where he played as a boy. I've been twice to those gates to, you know, have a look and be a Beatle fanboy. And there's a picture there of his sister, Julia Baird, outside the distinctive gates. And Julia, of course, being John Lennon's mother's name, as well as his sister. And so that's kind of a little Beatle trivia for those of you out there who care about these things. Bord Gáis Energy Theatre have got their act together, to their credit, with two great announcements today. One is they're smart. Jade Hayden telling us on her.ie that Les Mis is back. I went to see it at the Bord Gáis. In fairness to them, you know, it's very hard to beat the West End, but they got it right in the Bord Gáis the last time. It's just a terrific musical. I really do enjoy it, and it's coming back to Dublin for a limited run next August for about 4 weeks, and the tickets will go on sale today at 9, 15 minutes ago. And while I have no vested interest in any of these things, but I do like to tell you about stuff that I think is quality, and that is money well spent. If you're looking for a Christmas present for somebody, I know it's kind of next August, but I think you'll come back and say thanks for that tip, because it was terrific. But another odd one caught my eye again in the Bord Gáis, which is happening on May In May, I should say, just at the end of May, this year, 2020, coming May coming. And that is an odd one. It's in conversation with three of the characters, the actors from The Sopranos. How about that? So it's Bobby, Sal and Christopher. He'd be the most well-known, of course. Three lads sitting in, I presume, with an interviewer, talking about one of the greatest television programmes ever made, The Sopranos. I think that'd be an interesting evening. Well spent, I suspect. All right, that's just a little flavour of what's happening in the papers this morning. Robert Harris standing by. He's live in studio. All questions and thoughts welcome to him on his new book, The Second Sleep. Looking forward to that, no end. But at 9:14 this Friday morning, we're here till 10. 51551 is the text number. We are up, running and open for business.